Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Election day has come and gone. The winners are celebrating and the losers are licking their wounds. And all of us are breathing a huge sigh of relief. The next big push begins after Labor Day in the run-up to the general election on November 6th. Most races had a clear-cut winner, but two races have yet to be decided. One of those is the House District 92 Republican primary between incumbent Mike Hopkins and challenger Derek Smith. For those of you who don't think your vote matters, this race came down to four votes, 407 to 403. Even closer was the Gallatin County Clerk and Recorder race between Republicans Greg Metzger and Laura Worley. That race is a dead tie, 4,965 votes to 4,965 votes. These types of close races happen every election cycle and prove that everyone's vote counts. Couple that with the fact that the total voter turnout was only 41%, and we begin to see how a small minority of voters is making a huge difference. As we say around our house, the world is run by those who show up. Sadly, many voters skip the primaries, vowing to vote in the general election, where their vote really counts. The problem with that philosophy is that in many races, the primary is the only election that counts. The vast majority of districts across the state will go predictably Republican or Democrat in the end, so the only chance to affect any change is during a contested primary. Once the primary is over, the race is over, because the Republican or Democrat winner of the race in a leaning Republican or Democrat district is almost certain to win the general election. All of this to say, your vote does count. For those who voted in the primary, thank you. For those who chose to sit this one out, won't you consider voting in November? Remember, the world is run by those who show up. The other big story this week was the huge victory in the Masterpiece Cake case. By a 7-2 margin, the U.S. Supreme Court said that tolerance is a two-way street and that gay rights do not trump religious freedom. For those who don't recall, this case centers around Jack Phillips, a baker out of Colorado, who refused to bake a cake for a same-sex wedding, citing his religious convictions that marriage is ordained by God and is only legitimately between one man and one woman. During the entire encounter, Jack was completely respectful and suggested other bakers who would be willing to bake the cake. What also came out is that Jack was not singling out homosexual couples. Over the years, he has also refused to bake cakes celebrating Halloween, bachelor parties, and even divorce. While the court refused to rule on the core issue of religious freedom, choosing instead to focus on freedom of speech, there are at least six more cases right behind this one that will force the court to take up the key issue. It's also important to note that the court refused to place gay rights above religious freedom. That's bad news for the other side, because President Trump will probably name one or two new justices in the near future, and those strict constructionist justices may be on the bench by the time the next religious freedom cases arrive. This is, in a very real sense, a battle for the heart and soul of our nation, and things would look much less optimistic for conservatives if Hillary Clinton were sitting in the Oval Office. Proof once again that elections do matter, and the world is run by those who show up. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.